I want to tell you the story from Luke 21. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard, so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This section of Jesus' speech is generally referred to as the Little Apocalypse. It's the last major speech by Jesus prior to the Passion narrative in the Gospel of Luke. And it follows the prophecy of the destruction of the temple, which in turn Jesus says in response to the disciples' admiration and delight at the wonders of the temple. It also follows the prophecy of the destruction of Jerusalem in the speech itself, which in the time of Luke's gospel has happened only 10 to 20 years before the composition of the gospel. That is, this story and major elements of its prophecies that precede this section have already taken place for Luke's audience. They know that many of the things that Jesus prophesied in this little apocalypse have already taken place. Another comment about Luke's version of this little apocalypse. Luke's version of this speech is much more specific than that in Mark and Matthew. And there are ways in which it is less ambiguous. It is a speech that envisions what is going to happen in the near future for Luke's audience. Now, in terms of the style of recital of this story, this is addressed to us as disciples. Now, this is Jesus talking calmly, objectively, compassionately with his disciples, sitting on the Mount of Olives overlooking the temple. It is an opportunity for us as storytellers to present Jesus as one who both knows what is coming in the future and of one who is utterly confident. So the tone of Jesus' speech is that he is setting all things in perspective. It's quiet, confident, strong. What he foresees is chaos, and that is precisely what has happened for Luke and his audience. The Jewish War of 66 to 70 AD was a time of unprecedented chaos in Palestine and among the peoples of the diaspora communities of Judaism all over the Greco-Roman world. It was a time of enormous stress, and it was also a time in which the victory of the Roman Empire and the powers of this world was virtually unqualified. It was an enormous defeat, the greatest disaster in the entire history of Israel. And so the promise of the signs of the coming of the kingdom of God were heard by Luke's audience in the midst of what they experienced as impending chaos, as powers beyond their control. So all these things that Jesus refers to are war, famine, mass enslavement, persecution. All of these things happened both during and in the aftermath of the Jewish war. And the issue that Jesus is addressing is whether one can persevere in hard times and be found to be faithful to God. So the times of the Gentiles that Jesus refers to in this speech is, the message is that the time of the Gentiles, the time of the victory of the forces of Rome, will come to an end. And the time of the Son of Man will come. And the time of the Son of Man will be a time of justice, of peace, of the establishment of love as the law of the land. Jesus' way of nonviolence, of love in action, will be victorious over the powers of this world. That is the message of this story and of Jesus' speech here. So the question that underlies this story for us is, you know, did it happen? Did the Son of Man come on the clouds of heaven? Was the earth transformed into a place of peace? Well, the answer to that is fairly obvious. No, that didn't happen. On the other hand, the seeds of that possibility were established. A new community was formed that was organized around nonviolence and love. A new possibility was introduced into the world. And we live in a time when the same dynamics are present as to what we will believe and whether or not we will persevere in the establishment of a new government in the world. So Jesus' speech is addressed to us as disciples of Jesus. And the issue for us is basically the same issue that was present for Jesus' disciples as they heard this address. How are we to understand the signs of the times? And how will we respond?